Sports Minutes with Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Money FM 89.3. It is now time for Sports Minutes. I'm Elliot Danker together with Ziaul Roshan. What sport are we covering today? The mystery.
Not football.
Ah.
And the good news is, I'm glad it's not football because I tell you what, time really flies when you're having fun. I've had a lot of fun covering Sports Minutes with you. Last year, I remember, we went to Sentosa to cover this event.
Yeah.
And 365 days has flown by because we're going to talk about it again. It's happening again.
I know. We did not go to the media event this round because of a certain Joseph Schooling. But the only reason we're upset is because we missed the free breakfast.
Yes.
But never mind. We got the next best thing. We have got the LIV Golf on course analyst, Sue-Ann Heng, on the line with us. Sue-Ann, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, I'm a little disappointed that I came second to the breakfast.
And scrambled eggs. Very hard to fight.
A little offended. And really, scrambled eggs, really? Not the local kopitiam, you know, breakfast? No?
They all count and they're all tasty.
This conversation is going the wrong way.
But let's try to reel it in back to the matter at hand, and that is the LIV Golf tournament that's happening soon. Sue-Ann, firstly, I talked about a year going by so fast. How much have you enjoyed covering LIV Golf over the past year?
Oh, my goodness. It's just, you know, I could sound biased, and maybe I am, but I can only speak from the heart, right? It's been an absolute pleasure, and it just honestly keeps getting better and better every single event that we cover. Obviously, this year it's going to be a little bit different coming back to Singapore in the sense that we are playing in a slightly different time, but not too different. But obviously now this year we have a 13th team that's been added to the roster. We've added some pretty stacked names, if you ask me, to our league. So there's a lot more players to watch this year at Sentosa Golf Club and an extra team to cheer on for.
Oh my God, I just realized something, Sue-Ann. Like, I was introduced to Sue-Ann through a mutual friend, and I'm doing my math right. It's, what, been 10 years, I think? My gosh.
Is it really?
I think so. Really? Oh God. And the reason I bring that up is because having known you this time, right, I've seen your work on TV, I've seen your work for other broadcasts, and I do see your work on LIV Golf. Now, they call you an on-course analyst. I've not seen you have this much fun as you are right now. But what does that role entail?
Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, this is, in terms of a career for me, a dream job. I mean, I've been so passionate about the game. I grew up playing it. I represented Singapore. I played professionally. And it's really given me so much, including this particular job. In terms of my role, I kind of wear multiple hats with LIV Golf when it comes to the broadcast side. My main job is the on-course analyst, so you'll see me with my gear following typically the first group off the first tee or the group off the second tee. We call them, I guess, in some ways, marquee groups. And I follow and I talk about the specific players in that group. I talk about, you know, maybe what clubs they're using, any changes to their swing, did they get married last week, are they sick this week, and try and bring sort of some insight into the players and perhaps what they've been doing and making them as relatable possible to the viewers.
Okay.
And to also kind of obviously describe the technical side of things, whether it's the lie, the weather, the variables that, you know, golfers do face when they're out on the golf course. It is an outdoor sport. It's always different. You might be playing the same golf course, but you always end up playing them so differently, depending on conditions, to hole locations, to tee boxes moving, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So my job is to kind of bring that insight into that. And then on top of that, I also do some pre-taped segments for the broadcast. So I do a segment called Hang Time. And that is a segment where I basically get up close and personal with a player. We kind of talk about stuff on and off the golf course, kind of getting, again, having our viewers get to know our guys on a different level and really bring that access to our fans. Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, I do we've just launched our very first Live original series. Mm-hmm. It's called Fairway to Heaven. It's a Live Golf podcast.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a play on the Led Zeppelin song. And yeah, and so I'm hosting it, and I have my co-host, Jerry Foltz, who's also part of the broadcast team. He is the in-booth analyst. So he's in the studio with David Faraday, as well as our play-by-play, Arlo White. So yeah, so multiple hats. And then on top of that, I host their welcome parties and do all the other stuff. So suffice to say, it's a typically a busy week once Tuesday hits for me.
And amidst all that, you found time to speak to us. We are truly honored to have you with us. And I work in a radio medium, so hearing is believing. But I urge the listeners to go check out Sue-Ann or Live Golf on Instagram to see all that they are getting up to. But Sue-Ann, for the uninitiated, could you tell us how Live Golf is different from, say, other types of golf, say the Masters?
Right. I mean, yeah, that's like the biggest, I mean, you're talking chalk and cheese here, right? Mm. I mean, the Masters is tradition like no other. That is the tagline. That is first of all, a major event, and it's a tournament that goes to the exact same golf course. They don't do very much different year in, year out. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of tradition that happens during the Masters. Now, if you're talking maybe a typical tour event, I try and compress this as best as I can. We play 54 holes, typically a traditional golf event. We play 72. Usually there is a then 36-hole cut. We have a no cut. We also do a shotgun start, which is one of our biggest, I guess, difference in terms of how we play. So everybody tees off at the same time on different holes. Those tee times on Friday are determined by a tournament director, and then Saturday and Sunday are determined by scores.
Okay.
We also have a team element. It's basically a F1 type format in golf. That's the best way I can kind of describe it. So you have the individual competition, but you also have the team competition. So like Ferrari is in it as a team, but they also have the individual drivers racing.
Yes.
Similar here, we have 13 teams, we have 54 players, and there's four guys on a team. So they're not only are they playing individually, they're playing also as a team, and there's a team competition that they're fighting for as well. Mm. On top of that, we have music going on the golf course. It's a whole different experience from a broadcast perspective. It is so different in terms of a watching fan experience, watching our broadcast.
No, it's true. And one of my favorite parts of Live Golf, this is because we spoke last year, Sue-Ann, and you told us about that team format, and we went, "Wow, this looks like so much fun." And it is.
Yeah.
But going into the 2024 season, are there any format changes for the uninitiated?
Yes, absolutely. I think this was probably one of the key changes to making. I mean, look, the last couple of years, it was so exciting. The team event was fantastic. This year, they've changed the format for Sundays. So it used to be only three scores counting. So there's four players on a team, right? They would pick the best three scores, and they do that Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
This year in 2024, they're doing three of the best scores for Friday and Saturday, but Sunday, now all four scores count.
Wow.
So there is nowhere to hide. I mean, look, last year and the year before that, you can't just throw your towel in anyway. Nobody wants to be the last guy on the team.
Yeah.
But this year, especially so with four scores counting, it really changes that team dynamic and competition so much. We've already seen major shifts on a Sunday, championship Sunday, with comebacks and potential team playoffs and a lot of drama happening coming down the stretch with six holes left to play. So much can happen in 5 minutes, and it just makes it so much more exciting from a player's perspective, but also from a fan perspective. So, like, for example, in Jeddah, where we were earlier this year, the Crushers, who's Bryson DeChambeau's team, came back from a 11-shot deficit.
Wow.
You know, and that's it's huge, yeah. And you can't, like, if let's say you're the final guy that's maybe not having your best day on a Sunday, which happens to everybody, you still have to try to put your best score. Mm. You know what I mean? And not like explode, because if you explode, that brings your entire team down.
Okay.
So it's really interesting. It's kind of a dynamic that's never happened in our sport, and that's what makes us, I guess, we bring a different perspective into the game. Yeah.
If you've seen my golf handicap, I would be the weakest link. So no hiding for me.
But for me, just speaking as a casual observer, it does add that layer of excitement for you to tune in on the Sunday and just follow the action through, right? Now, Suhan, I have to ask you, you're a former golfer yourself, and we've seen LIV Golf go to various Asian destinations. How can LIV Golf then help grow the game of golf in Singapore as well as Asia?
Yeah, you know, it's such a big thing for us. I think as a league, it's one of the goals, I believe, to really take the best players in the world and our league into all corners of the world. And it's been a very big thing for LIV Golf. That is one of the many ways to grow the game of golf. You know, I remember the best way to describe it is I remember as a kid growing up, when I got to watch the Singapore Open at the time, it was in a different location, and being able to see, for example, Phil, who was playing at the time in Singapore, to be able to have that experience and be like, oh my goodness, one of the literally the best players in the world is in front of me and I can watch him play golf live. The impact is so powerful. It really inspires people to pick up the game, to pursue the game, to try the game. You know, and I think something that we do on site that's so incredible is we have everything for everybody.
Okay.
Right? You could be an absolute non-golfer, no interest at all, or you could be an absolute golf fan. Mm. And we have everything on site that caters to every age and every level of golf. And it's so much fun on site. The Fan Village is, there's always activities for kids. There's activities to engage in. There are ways to expose the game of golf in a very fun and engaging way. Mm-hmm. And so those are ways that we can grow the game. But the major way is to bring these caliber of players to markets that are hungry for sporting events such as LIV Golf. Just like how F1's being brought into Singapore, now, you know, racing is growing and people thoroughly enjoy it. So it's similar. And we, of course, have the concert experience as well. So that brings people who might not even know golf to maybe be slightly interested in it, right? To maybe be at least curious about it and to kind of bring people from all walks of life to the golf course to enjoy the entire experience. So it's really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Come May the 3rd to May the 5th, head over to the Serapong Golf Course. It's a beautiful golf course. Suhan, just a final question, and this really is a personal question. And it's on the back of how you've described your experience in the game, your experience even in broadcast, representing Singapore and then broadcast, and then now on that international stage where broadcast is concerned, you're rubbing shoulders with these golf professionals. Is there a particular golfer you feel, you know, apart from professional, maybe it's like your best friend? You know, sometimes, like, don't meet your heroes. You've heard that saying, right? But you meet these guys and, hey, wait a minute. I can actually just hang out, have a drink with these guys. Is there any particular golfer that is Suhan's best friend on the golf course?
That's a really tough one. All 54 of our guys, and again, I'm not meaning to sound biased. I am being as honest as I possibly can. All 54 of our guys are so much fun in their own individual way. They all have their personalities. They all have their quirks. They are all, the humors are so different. It's like picking your favorite child, guys. It's like you're making you pick a favorite child. But I would say, I think, you know, just from the amount of times that I've had the privilege of following this player and really getting to know him and really hanging out and slowly growing sort of a professional relationship. It's definitely Cam Smith. He's so much fun. He's so, you know, he's definitely very Australian. He works to live and he is so humble for a guy that has such a decorated resume. But he's also one of the hardest workers, he's also not afraid to share certain things and be vulnerable. But it's just so difficult. There are so many guys. I mean, literally, we said it. Actually, we just filmed our podcast this morning, and we did say that it's literally so difficult. We say it every week. I mean, how do you not like that guy?
Yeah.
No, and whichever player we get to talk to, how do you not like that guy?
If you watch the broadcast, you really see how it's like everyone's friends, even though they're working together, but competing with one another. It's amazing, I tell you.
Suen, I know you wear plenty of hats. You got a future in politics with an answer like that, I tell you that. We've been speaking to LIV Golf's on-course commentator and analyst, Suen Heng. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really had fun. And come out and watch. I really encourage you to come out and check it out.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.